Srila Prabhupada. So, of course, there is a book, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit, written by His Holiness Satyarup Das Goswami. Satyarup Maharaj has written in detail, a big book, 8 volumes, about Srila Prabhupada. But it's very difficult to describe all the pastimes, everything. It's almost impossible. But I'll give a brief outline of the life of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada was not an ordinary personality. So before the birth of Srila Prabhupada, the Prabhupada spiritual master, father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada Guru is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And his guru, his father, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's father, is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate in the government of Britishers, but then at the same time he was a very advanced devotee, very elevated devotee. He could personally see Krishna face to face. That's a powerful devotee. So how he could see Krishna? By the strength of his pure devotion. So then he started this movement, restarted, because 500 years back Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486. So Lord Chaitanya inaugurated. Lord Chaitanya is non different from Krishna. So now power has come. Shall we continue with our presentation? Then we'll discuss later on this, and maybe tomorrow morning, because our presentation also should go. So of course we'll continue tomorrow about Prabhupada and about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So last time we have discussed many things. Can anybody summarize some of the points what we have discussed last time? Anybody remember? Usko close kar dijiye. Bahut sound aa raha hai. Anybody remember? Last time what we have discussed?
Started strategically this word mythology was connected with Vedas.
And the education movement, they distribute the Christianity. They want to
propagate Christianity.
And they forcefully see that Vedas are a very wrong thing, very unusual, like that.
Yes, sir. ये ज्यादा आवाज कर रहे हैं ना
और द नॉलेज अमंग पीपल इन इंडिया Like the personality, masculine, Ram aspect.
And nowadays they are teaching the same thing in the schools and colleges. But what information we have got about the Vedas are completely wrong information. So this is what we discussed, that actually Vedas are not mythology, but Vedas were made mythology. This sentence you should remember. Actually Vedas are not mythology, but they were made mythology purposefully for the two purposes. One is so that they can rule India, and second purpose is that they can spread Christianity in India. When the Britishers came in India, they were facing a very difficult problem. What problem was that? So in our Vedic literature, there are four varnas. Which are varnas? Brahman, Shudra. And there are three more varnas that are, they are called outcasts. No, not under any caste system. They are neglected people. Malecha, Jyavanaj and Chandal. These three outcasts. Nobody would like to touch their shadow also. So who were these Yavanas, Malechas and Chandal? So the people generally meat eaters, Yavanas. Malechas, unclean people are called Malechas. And dog eaters are called Chandal. So people from, if you cross the ocean, India is a, an island, in one side Himalaya and other side there are oceans. So the Veda says that if you cross the oceans and go to the other side of the ocean, you will find the people of Malecha category, like Europe and other place areas. So therefore no saintly personality would go to other part of the world. They would prefer to be in India because it is the most favorable and most pure, the purest place for the spiritual realization. So that they would consider the people from outside India, Malechas and Yavanas. So all Muslims, they were called Yavanas. And there is this Europeans and Westerner people, they were called Malechas. Considered Malechas. When they came in India, Britishers came in India, so then these Brahmanas class of people and Kshatriya, they would not even touch their saddle because they were Malechas. According to Vedic literature, they should not be touched. Otherwise you will become impure just by their saddle. Just by touching their saddle, one becomes impure. I don't know how much you people understand, but we don't even know the definition of purity, what is called, how to, what to speak of practicing purity. Today, you don't know definition of purity. What is purity, we can't even think. We are from the childhood, we have been living an impure life, even in India, I'm talking about, even in India. As per the Vedic standards, the purity and today's purity is completely incomparable. We can't compare. What we today think that this is religious was actually irreligious during the Vedic culture. So, just like marriage, today people think that if I am married then I am religious. I will marry and then I can have sex, that is religious sex. But no, the marriages were never meant to have sex performance. Just to procreate children, that's all. But today there is no purpose. People don't marry to procreate children, but they marry to enjoy sex life, isn't it? That is the main purpose. That's why they don't produce children nowadays. Hum do, humare do, bas. आजकल तो वो भी नहीं है, है ना? सो दीज ऑल सो द ब्रिटिशर्स वेर वेरी कंसिडर्ड वेरी इम्प्योर एंड पीपल वुड नॉट टच, सो दे वुड फील सो मच यू नो हर्ट. दे हैव कम टू रूल इंडिया, हाउ विल दे रूल? फर्स्ट दे आर नॉट रेडी टू टच अस, हाउ विल दे अलाउ टू राइड ओवर दे? उनके ऊपर कैसे चलेंगे? हाउ विल कंकर देम? दे आर नॉट अलाउइंग टू टच देम, नॉट टू स्पीक ऑफ कंकरिंग. But the point of the problem was that in that time, in India, Muslims were ruling. So although in Muslims, they don't consider them as malecha or anything. In Muslims, they are okay. So therefore, if Indians would have been ruling, then Britishers would not have got entry into India. But because Muslims were ruling, and they did not have this distinction of malecha and everything, therefore they allowed them to come in India. And that's how they entered in India. And then they thought how to conquer over India. Then they started thinking that somehow or other, what is the source of their self-esteem? So high self-esteem, you know, Atma Samman. भावना इतनी ज्यादा है कि हम इतने एडवांस हैं, दिस पीपल आर मलेच्छा, सो हाई सेल्फ सिस्टम. व्हाट इज द सोर्स? वेदर. वेदर सेज लाइक दैट, है ना? सो समहाउ इफ यू कैन प्रूव द वेदर रॉन्ग और माइथोलॉजी और इमेजिनेशन, देन दिस पीपल द सोर्स ऑफ फेथ, सोर्स ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस विल बी फिनिश, एंड देन वी कैन इजिली. So therefore that was another reason why they attacked on the Vedas. It is said that the power of pain, the voice of pain, the power of pain is mightier than the power of sword. If you understand, power of pain is mightier than power of sword. Because by the power of pain, you are going to change the heart of the people, conquer over the heart of the people. So that's how they did. They used the power of pain, education, not the sword, to conquer India. They used the brain and power of pain to conquer India. So that's how it all started. So and we have seen in our last presentation their statements, all the statements we saw. So we have understood now this point, that this was strategized, strategically it was done against the India. These are the propaganda made. It is not mythology, but it was made mythology intentionally. Now, modern Indian doesn't accept this. So some of the scientific verification of Vedic knowledge we would like to discuss today. So many proofs. How many points are here? 12 plus 4? 16 points we are going to discuss. There are many more, but I have chosen 16 majors. Vedic astronomy, Vedic chemistry, Saraswati river bed, Lord Rama's bridge, Ayurveda, Vedic cosmology, speed of light, Vedic mathematics, Vaimanik Shastra, myth of Aryan invasion, Dwarka city found in ocean, Vedic science of music, Heliodorus column, Kurukshetra findings, plants of life, and facts about India. सबसे पहले लॉर्ड रामाज सेतु फाउंड इन इंडियन ओशन. समबडी कैन रीड?
30 km long is the fast trade between India and Sri Lanka, still is still mostly behind it. The bridge unique curvature and complication by age reveal that it is man-made. The legend as well as archaeological studies reveal that the first time of human inheritance in Sri Lanka dates back to the primitive age about 1750,000 years ago, and the bridge age is also almost equal. This information is a crucial aspect for an insight into the mysterious legend called Ramayana, which was supposed to have taken place in Treta Yuga more than 70 lakh years ago. In this city, there is a mention about a bridge which was built between Rameshwaram, India and Sri Lanka, both under the supervision of a dynamic and invincible figure called Rama, who is supposed to be the incarnation of the Supreme. This information may not be of much importance to the archaeologists who are interested in exploring the origins of man, but it is sure to open the spiritual gates of the people of the world to help them to know an ancient history linked to the Indian mythology.
Indian mythology. See again. He is writing so many nice things, but at the end he has added this is written by some authority, government authority. But see the full consciousness. He has written everything so nicely, entire. And then at the end he has added a word. This is what I wanted to tell you all. Yes.
Yes. Or
who was Sita. Yes. They took that mythology. Mythology. Yes. Even in Indian context, when they were Yes. So this is the problem. They have already assumed that this is mythology, then why you are discussing this? Why you are saying mythology then? Anyway, so this is the proof. Now we will see some pictures. This is the satellite image. You are seeing something? They can tell anything. They can tell anything. That just now what we have read? What you are reading here? They are only telling this also. I am not telling. This is not I have written. This is what they have written. You understand? No, I am getting this. Can read? What is this? The bridge's unique curvature and composition by age reveals that it is. So they first they have said this is. That's why they have given the name Adam's Bridge. Why America has given the name Adam's Bridge? If it is not man-made. Bridge. You should not... Oh, sharpening your eyes. Adam's Bridge kyun bolenge, batai. You should have said something, automatic formation, some formation. No? Yeah, okay. Power is coming, okay, one. So this is not like man-made. Now because the political and governmental pressure, you know, so many pressures, they are changing the statement. You understand my point? So today government and the academy, they have the people have. They say is not the correct. Even what they know, they don't say. They are made to say something by political pressure. That is the reality. That
is reality. So, just like many, there are many cases there. Like Ayodhya. Ayodhya, there is a temple, there is 100% proof. The temple was there earlier. But still they don't agree this. Why? The committee was set up and the committee has given report and there is a temple. And then why they are not considering Mathura? Mathura, the temple, four times temple was destroyed and again it was made. And four times temple was destroyed. If you go Mathura, you can see. So why they don't accept this? Point is that they don't want to accept. Many things they hide, but we cannot believe what they say. They may say anything, but we should force strongly put our point. If you earlier, why you said like that? Today, when it has become issue, then you are changing your statement. But then earlier you gave this statement. Why you put the Adams Bridge name? America, NASA has put the name Adams Bridge. Why bridge? Bridge means somebody has made the bridge. It's man-made, isn't it? So if you are convinced that this is not man-made, then you should have said in the, why earlier you said that this is bridge? So how suddenly it has not become bridge today? Why? The main point is that this is baseless. Anyway, we'll go further. They are saying, but we are seeing here. They are saying and we are seeing. This is naturally formed. Why anywhere else there is no such bridge in all over world? Why only in between India and Sri Lanka? Such natural formation. No, but why this bridge? That is what we are discussing. Which one? Whatever, but this link is there, no? That bridge is there. Souls. What we are reading here? Chain of souls. Soul means? How in ocean sand bridge can be made of sand? How you are talking foolishly? You are also accepting this. How sand? Sand? Bridge of sand? No, it's soul. See? I am saying their statement only. See? This bridge, it's not my statement, it is NASA Digital Image Collection, courtesy, is through writing this. This is the source of statement. So this is their statement, not my statement. They are telling Adam's bridge is made of chain of soul, not sand. You know? So this is clear. There is no doubt. How sand bridge can stay in the ocean? Not like that. It is wrong. So this is a statement. And various angles you can see this.
only that much. Only that much. How automatically this is formed? Is this appearing just like a path, isn't it? So this is the rascaldom, that anything they would like to explain, and you can explain anything in any way, isn't it? I can tell that your house was formed automatically, naturally. There is no engineering behind that. They are rascaldom. How such a wonderful formation can come automatically? So clear, you see? So thin. इसको देखने से ही लग रहा है कि कोई प्लानिंग से बनाया हुआ है कि नहीं, और ये भी शॉर्टेस्ट जगह पे है कि नहीं, यहाँ पे भी बनाया जा सकता था और नेचुरली बन सकता था, इधर भी बन सकता था, एक दो और बना रहता कहीं, और यहाँ यहीं से बने, देखिए यहीं से बनाए, यहाँ से नेचुरली क्यों नहीं बना है, दो तीन बनना चाहिए था नेचुरली, इधर ये यहाँ से सबसे कम डिस्टेंस है. Why it is here? Because here is Rameswaram. So naturally agar formed, to sabse zyada chance to yahan tha na banne ka. Yahan sabse kam distance hai. So this is all bogus. Anyway, that is their way to explain. But we don't discuss such things. They can tell anything. So this is one point. Second is Saraswati river bed. Earlier they said that Saraswati river has become lost, it is imagination. This may call a proof that how, where is Saraswati river? But now they have proved, you see, this is a satellite image. It's a river flowing. This is from the past. Arabian, and all these major historical excavations and historical cities like Harappa, Mohenjo-daro and all these are on the bank of this Saraswati river, which is found here by two satellites. You can read, somebody?
Finding of Saraswati river, evidence from many sources including that of the archaeological indicates that a major river stemming mainly from the same sources has risen to flood for Dur to northern Rajasthan, Mahawalpur and Sindh to the northeast of the present source of Satluj, and the Indus, the third of the second millennium BC. This river, known as Saraswati, in its upper course, at different times it was joining the lower course of the Indus and Sindh.
Found its way independently into the radiant sea by Abraham and now, BBC News, Saturday, 29 June 2002. India's miracle river.
Both satellite photography scientists have mapped the course of an enormous river that was close to the northwestern region of India. The image show that it was 8 kilometers
wide.
In place and that wide
river. Biggest, even bigger than Ganga Yamuna. Publication the Times of India,
including the outcome of research work and the proposal of interning the river at the press conference recently. Here the director of the Saraswati
Saraswati Nadi Shodh Prakalpa
of Akhil Bharatiya Itihas
Sankalan
Kalyan
S. Kalyan Raman
said that the scientific investigation have established the cause and date of this group.
This location of Saraswati river. So Saraswati river existence is proved, which they thought that it doesn't exist.
archaeological evidences. Most of the archaeological sites of the then civilization are located on the Saraswati River basin. There are four Harappa and four pre-Harappan sites in Punjab in addition to the sites in Rajasthan and UP. And these sites are located at Ropard, Nihang Khan, Bara and Siksa Valley. Harappan culture flourished in the western part of the Punjab around 2500 BC. It is believed that the Harappans entered through the Indus Valley into Kalibangan Valley on the left bank of the Khagar, west by Saraswati, and spread to Punjab along the Saraswati River. Carbon dating of the material at the Kalibangan suggests that Harappan culture flourished around 2500 BC in India and existed for 1000 years, so the present day geomorphologic setup did not exist till 1500 BC, and Indus, the settler and the beach followed. Evidences from remote sensing. The remote sensing study of the Indian deserts revealed numerous signatures of paleochannels in the form of curvilinear and meandering courses, which is identified by the tonal variations. The Saraswati River could be traced through these paleochannels as a migratory river. Its initial course flowed close to the Aravalli ranges, and the successive six phases took place northwesterly shift till it coincides with the dry bed of the Ghaghra River. So this is the proof that remote sensing, and this is the satellite. So we will not go to the details. This is big details we can't understand also, but this proves that the Saraswati River existed. So the Vedas, if their mythology, then how they are mentioning the river Saraswati, concocted river which existed. So based on this we can make out. Then remains of Dwarka city. And read somebody.
Marine mythology has also been influenced in India off the coast of ancient coast city of Dwarka in Gujarat. Uncovering further evidence in support of statements in the Vedic scriptures and endeavor summer city of Dwarka, the ancient port city of Lord Krishna with its massive footfall, hills, swamps, and jetty has been found in the ocean as described in Mahabharata and other Vedic literature. This Sanskrit verse from the Mithal of Mahabharata describes the disappearance of city of Dwarka into sea. Various states to Jamit, Sasti, Sagaro, Maharaya, Dwarakhan, Rasun Samburban, Samburban, Jalana, Pravasara, Mahabharata and 7 verse 5. After all, people had set out, the ocean flooded Dwarka, it still deemed with wealth of every kind. Water portion of land was passed over, the ocean immediately flooded over water.
So Dwarka was submerged in the water after Lord Krishna disappeared from this world. So Dwarka, because those Dwarka was made by Lord Krishna, you know? So Lord, when he went, he did not leave his city to enjoy by others. It's Lord's city. He can't enjoy his city. Therefore he submerged his city into the water. Even Lord Rama's bridge also was submerged into the water. It is mentioned in Ramayana. So also when Lord Rama came back, then he put the whole entire bridge inside the water. So that is mentioned. So here again same. Now we'll see some of the pictures. This is the temple. You know this temple, entire temple was found inside the ground. Just besides the sea, they were excavating and they found this big temple inside the ground. Such a big temple. See, the same temple is here. This one. And it's just besides the ocean. And remains of Dwarka city.
In the temple of this conchal seed were found in the Dwarka excavation corroborates the reference in the scripture Harivamsa that every citizen of Dwarka should carry a mudra or seal of
this type. Mm-hmm. In excavation they have found this seal. In the ocean, inside the ocean they have found this seal. And these are the pictures of archaeological survey inside the ocean. I would like to show you a video Actually, I deleted this video due to some mistake. The privacy wizard is there on. माइक तो होगा, सिस्टम नहीं है इसलिए.
Started digging further deeper, not to know if there this somebody to be a strong man. And if you see, I'm not sure that the hands Rao began randomly searching areas close to the coast of modern-day Dwarka. At first, it proved harder than he had envisioned. Divers wrestled with the strong currents of the Arabian Sea and murky waters. But his efforts soon paid off. Not far off the coast of present-day Dwarka, Rao and the divers stumbled upon a discovery even greater than he had imagined.
On the fourth day, we found the blocks of stone in the south.
70 feet beneath the waves lay the remains of what appeared to be an underwater metropolis. Massive sandstone walls, streets with cobbled stones, a drainage system, and a huge gate all pointed to a large city.
Anyway, this is another proof about the existence of Dwarka city inside the ocean. That is not mythology. What was considered at one time by British as mythology, now today it's not no more mythology. Imaginary city, Dwarka is no more an imaginary city. Now remains of Kurukshetra. Because they used to question that according to Mahabharata, Dwarka was inside the ocean. It's an island, you know, island. But they don't find such island. So they rejected this, that this is all imagination. But now they are seeing that no, this is the island may not be there, but in down the ocean there is a city. They saw like there was a gate, a drainage system, constructed drainage system. There was a gate, you know, barrier. So all these things cannot be existed naturally. Of course, they can explain this also, how it can come naturally. Again, yes, whole temple also can come naturally by chance. But a person who wants to explain somehow, he will explain. They have that's why they have developed so many theories to explain anything. So, another theory remains of Kurukshetra.
In Kurukshetra, the scene of the great Mahabharata or iron arrow have been executed and dated by the Dharma Mandali on 2800 BC. The approximate date of the war given is in the Mahabharata itself. The Mahabharata also discussed three cities given to the Pandavas, the heroes of the Mahabharata, after the exile, Panprastha, Samaprastha, and Indraprastha, which is Delhi and Pranapila. these sites have been identified as either poetry and antiquity in clear cultural consistency and dating consistent for Mahabharata period, again letting statements recorded in the late period.
ये आज भी है, ये सारे सिटी पानीपत पानीपत एंड सोनपत है ना, एंड इंद्रप्रस्थ इन इंडिया दिस दिल्ली. सो दिस इज द कुरुक्षेत्र. नाउ यू कैन से ओके प्रूफ्स आर देयर, देन व्हाई द गवर्नमेंट इज नॉट एक्सेप्टिंग? पॉलिटिकल इश्यू. इफ गवर्नमेंट विल एक्सेप्ट देन मुस्लिम लॉबी विल शाउट. मुस्लिम डजंट अलाउ एनीथिंग राइट टू कम इन द टेक्स्ट बुक. That is the problem. Yes, very dangerous thing going on. Just even the Muslim they have problem even with Vande Mataram. They say अभी Vande Mataram के लिए फतवा जारी कर दिया दिल्ली के जामा मस्जिद के इमाम ने. No Muslim should sing this song Vande Mataram. This is a Hindu song. Why? Because Vedas, this is supports Vedas. So anything, even a little linked with Hinduism, cannot be accepted. And somehow we have to prove that this is wrong. That is the point. So it's not that there is no proof, but the proofs are somehow proved wrong intentionally. Another Vedic mathematics. So this is the proof that whether or not mythology. So these are the formulas. Ekadhikena purvena nikila nakatastaram mukasta. By one more than one before. All from 9 and the last from 10. Vertically and crosswise. Transpose and apply. If the samuchya is the same, it is 0. If one is in ratio, then other is 0. By addition and by subtraction. By the completion, so these are all the sutra. You can explain in a detail way. See, like first sutra, ekadhikena purvena, by one more than previous. The proposition by means the operations this sutra concerns are either multiplication or division. In case of addition, subtraction, proportion to or from is used. Thus, this sutra is used for either multiplication or division. It turns out that it is applicable in both operations. An interesting application of this sutra is in computing squares of numbers ending in 5. So suppose any number square ends in 5, you don't have to calculate. Very easy. See, 35 into 35. So we say 3 into 3 plus 1. Ekadhiken purvena. So 3 into 3 plus 1. How much? 12, 25. He takes 65, okay? So 6 into 6 plus 1, how much? 42. 42 and then add 25 at the end. This is the square, you don't have to calculate. 85. 8 into 9, 72. 72, 25. So this is formula. How would they develop this? Similarly, see, 37 and 33. So they say 3 into 4, 3 plus 1, 3 into 3 plus 1, plus 7 into 3, how much? 12, 21, so easy. You get this? You understanding? Suppose you have to do 22 into 23, how would you do? 22 into 23, 2 plus?
3, 6.
Yeah, 2 plus 2, 1, 1, eh? 3, so 2 into 3 is 6, and 3, 23, 24, 22, 3 into 2, 6, so how much, what happened? 576, like that you can calculate anything, 29 into 21, 2 into 3 plus 9 into 1, 609. अंतर दशके ये भी लिखा है कि अगर अंतर दशके तो दिया द फॉर्मूला सिमिलर देयर सो मेनी फॉर्मूलाज योर सो दिस इज नॉट माइथोलॉजी एंड दिस वैदिक मैथमेटिक फॉर्मूला दे आर यूजिंग इन द
एप्टीट्यूड टेस्ट जो मैथमेटिक्स की किताबें जो निकालते हैं ना, ये सब यही सब फॉर्मूला यूज करके शॉर्ट में करने का कैलकुलेशन का तरीका है. तो दैट्स व्हाई दे डिड नॉट नीड द कैलकुलेटर और कंप्यूटर. दे न्यू ऑल दिस फॉर्मूला, सो दे कैन कैलकुलेट फास्टर देन द कैलकुलेटर. सो मेनी फॉर्मूलाज आर नॉन टू देम. दिस मैथमेटिक्स इज साइंस. दैट्स व्हाई आइंस्टाइन सेड वी ओ अ लॉट टू द इंडियंस हु टॉट अस हाउ टू काउंट. Without which no worthwhile scientific discovery could have been made. Then the decimal system was started in India, number system was started in India, mathematics was started in India in Vedas. So how it is mythology? Abraham Seidenberg, an American historian of mathematics. Ancient Egyptian, Babylonian and Greek geometry derived from the mathematics recorded in the Shulba Sutra. Shulba Sutra is a mathematics book in Vedas. So they are just copying this. It is India that gave us the ingenious method of expressing all numbers by 10 symbols, each receiving a value of position as well as its absolute value. A profound and important idea which appears so simple to us now. We have not its true merit, but its very simplicity, the great ease which it has lent to all computation, puts our arithmetic in the first rank. So like that, we shall appreciate the grandeur of this achievement the more when we remember that it escaped the genius of Archimedes and Apollonius, two of the greatest men produced by antiquity. This is all over the Indian. Ethnic physics. After the convergence about Indian philosophy, some of the ideas of quantum physics that had seemed so crazy suddenly made much more sense. Heisenberg. Now, speed of light. Speed of light from Rigveda. Rigveda explains, gives the calculation of the speed of light. Then, in the commentary on Rig Veda by Sayan, it is said, "With deep respect I bow to the sun who travels at the speed of 2,202 yojanas in a half an inch." So this is the speed with which sun is travelling on his chariot. So therefore light speed of light is also this much. So 200, how? A yojana is 8 miles and an inch is 16 by 75 of a second. So 2,202 into 8 into 75 by 8. How much? 160,150 miles per second. 1 mile is 1.852 meters. Therefore, it is how much? 306,000 kilometers per second. And what is the speed of light? It means that people, Vedic people, they knew. Isn't it? Vedic people, they knew the speed of light. How they do the knew? How this number 2,222 came? Rigveda, how Rigveda knows this? Did they calculate? They know, because the Veda is coming from Krishna, God. So God knows with what speed light is moving. Yes. They can use these all statements, you know. NASA Sanskrit report. NASA article on Sanskrit in Artificial Intelligence Magazine in spring of 1985, written by NASA researcher Rick Briggs. Modern scientists hail the ancient language of the gods as the only unambiguous natural language on the planet. Kya samjhe aap ise? What do you understand? There is no error, ambiguity in the Sanskrit language. You can read?
NASA does not say the most research center in the world.
of cutting edge technology has this problem that from the world always spiritual language is the only and unambiguous spoken language from the
planet. Only?
Only unambiguous spoken language from the planet.
How? If it is mythology, how it is free of all ambiguity? Next.
The discovery is of monumental significance. It is mind-boggling to consider that we have available to us a language which has been spoken for
4,000 to 7,000 years
that appears to be in every respect the perfect language designed for
enlightened
communication. The language itself has been universally recognized by those competent to form a judgment. It is one of the most magnificent, the most perfect and wonderful.
Yeah. So this is a paper published by NASA. In that paper they have written this. Now this is mythology, then why only Vedic language is so powerful? Is it important to think over? Isn't it? Sanskrit was the classical language of India, older than Hebrew and Latin. It is the oldest, most scientific, systematic language in the world. It becomes the language of all cultured people in India and in countries that were influenced by India. English means there is a mother, mother, Peter, Papa, father, brother, brother, sister, sister, Jyamiti, geometry, Trikonmiti, trigonometry, Dwar, Dur, Maha, Mi, Naman, name, Smi, Smile, Eka, equal. There is similarity, isn't it? The Sanskrit language, whatever its antiquity, is of wonderful structure, more perfect than the Greek, more copious than the Latin, and more exquisitely refined than either. Panini's grammar has been evaluated from various points of view. After all these different evaluations, I think that the grammar merits asserting that it is one of the greatest monuments of human intelligence. It is not monument of human intelligence, but this is a monument of God's intelligence, Dev Bhasa. But these rascals, they can't go beyond human intelligence. For them, this is everything is human intelligence. And then there is Ayurveda. Ayurveda is systematic, kind of science, isn't it? It's not mythology. So why I am discussing all this? These are all things you all should remember. I will not go into the detail of Ayurveda. There are some details here. But it is quite, cough with path, vat pitta cough, three elements. Based on that, they decide all the diseases. Vedic astronomy. The structure of the universe. I will show you all next class some of the videos also. I would like to show. So they are the structure of the universe as per the Vedic literature. Very difficult to understand, no? You see, this is Sumeru Parvat. This? Sumeru Parvat. Or you can say this also. This is Sumeru Parvat. On over and ever there is Brahmapuri on above Sumeru Parvat. This is the Earth planet. This? Earth planet, Jambudvip. In that there are 9 islands. Do we see all this? We can't see. We can't see all this. And then there are so many other things beyond this, here the covering. So if you want to understand detail, these are the books, Mysteries of the Sacred Universe, The Cosmology of Bhagavad Purana, Richard L. Thompson Meditai. This is the Prabhupada disciple. He is in the book.
Vedic astronomy, you see, the structure of the location of the Vedic star constellation on the celestial level. Is it mythology? Who? He is a fool number one who says this is mythology. It is scientific. Scientific structure this is. Locations of all the stars, constellations, planets. It's scientific.
They are eating all
this. And they think this is mythology. Preparation of astronomical charts and Indian Vedic calendar, which very precisely calculates the dates of solar and lunar eclipses and other technical details. How in India we calculate the dates of solar and lunar eclipse? How do they know this calculate accuracy? That आज से एक में इस महीने में सोलर सूर्य ग्रहण लगने वाला है, चंद्र ग्रहण लगने वाला है. How do they know? And they can calculate exactly इस टाइम पे लगेगा. How? They don't have telescope. Then how they do? The astronomical instruments to measure the time has been installed in Delhi Jantar Mantar and Jaipur, which accurately measures the time to 2 second accuracy. आप जाके वहाँ पे देखिए, केवल देखने से आपको वहाँ पे टाइम, सन की पोजीशन से टाइम का पता चलता है. वहाँ जंतर मंतर वेरियस नक्षत्र वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी, वैदिक एस्ट्रोनॉमी एंड वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी. वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी हेलीसेंट्रिक डिस्टेंस और प्लान अकॉर्डिंग टू द सूर्य सिद्धांत. सूर्य सिद्धांत से डिस्टेंस from the sun and according to western modern research this is the distance. You see 0.33, 0.39, 0.32. How it is matching? If it is mythology,
they might have taken this figure.
The modern calculation, and this is Surya Siddhant calculation of the distances from the sun of the various planets. How it is matching? If it is mythology, planetary period is according to the period. According to Surya Siddhant, these are the periods of the various planets. Itne din mein ek chakkar lagate hain. And western calculation. See, moon, 27 days. This 27 days. So accurate. Mercury, Venus, Sun. This is around Earth. You understand? Because according to Vedic literature, this is geocentric universe. This is geocentric universe, not heliocentric. यानी कि सूर्य के चारों सब लोग चक्कर लगा रहे हैं. सब लोग किसके चक्कर लगा रहे हैं? अर्थ का, पृथ्वी का. तो इसलिए पृथ्वी के अराउंड में मून का क्या है पीरियड है? 27 दिन. जैसे चतुर्दशी आता है ना, चतुर्दशी उसके बाद फिर प्रथमा द्वितीय तृतीय चौथा है. चतुर्दशी तक जाता है फिर से प्रथमा द्वितीय तृतीय. 14 और 14 कितना हो गया? 28. 28 डे पीरियड है सोलर. फुल मून वेनिंग मून बिटवीन डिस्टेंस इज हाउ मच? 14 डेज. मरकरी वेनस सन, मतलब सन Sun revolves around Earth within 365 days. Mars. So all are matching. How it is matching? If it is mythology, how do they know the distance between the all these periods? How do they calculate? पृथ्वी का तो ठीक है, पता चलता है कि एक साल बीत गया, लेकिन बाकी सबका how they know about moon? How they know about other planets? And these are the diameters. These are the diameters of the moon. 2400 according to Surya Siddhant, 2160. Mercury 3800, 3100. Venus, how do they know the diameter? Earth ka 8000 western size and Surya Siddhant 7928 diameter of the Earth. Therefore, Vedic cosmology is the only one in which the time scale corresponds to those of modern scientific cosmology. Science, Carl Sagan. Vedic cosmology is a cosmography which no European conception has ever surpassed. Nobel laureate, Count Maurice.
Vedic cosmology is more ancient than those of the Greeks or Egyptians, and that the movements of the stars calculated 45,000 years ago does not differ by a minute from the tables of today. Itna authentic hai, itna precise calculation. The 90-foot tall astronomical instrument known as Samrat Yantra, built by Lord King Savai Jai Singh of Jaipur, measures time to within 2 seconds per day. The myth of Aryan invasion. They say that Aryans came from Eastern Europe, from this side, came to India. Let us see. Padhiye, somebody can read loudly.
The myth of Aryan invasion. It says that around 1500 BC, Aryan was a tribe from Europe, invaded North India, plundering and pushing down the local Dravidians, which says that original Jedis of India, who lived there down South India. In a nutshell, it says that North Indians of today belong to Aryan race, which came to India from Europe, and today, South Indians are the native Indians called Dravidian race, who lived in North India before the Aryans came. The very people who lived in North India during the Vedic ages are these Aryans, it says.
What do you understand?
The people who are living in South India, the Dravidians are natural Indians, but Aryans are coming from Europe, they are tribes.
How did they arrive at this state? तो ये पता कैसे चला उनको 1500 BC? ये एग्जैक्टली ये कैसे पता चला इनको? Let us see.
First, let us see how did they arrive at this state. It was well known in India in the British period that Vedas predated Christ, since they definitely predated Buddha, who lived some 400 years before Christ. Some scholars then said that at the Bible, the world was created in 400 BC. The North flood took place in 2500 BC, so they decided that Aryan invasion of India must have taken place only after the flood and before Buddha, and hence would be around 1000.
The average of 2500 and 400, how much? 2500. Average karke bata diya ki haan, chaliye. This is the time.
Flood
ho gaya
2500.
Everybody is getting the point? Are you all understanding? Samjha rahe na? Yes? Now let us see some more points. Aryan is not a race. First point is that Aryan is not a race.
First of all, Aryan is not a race. Nowhere in the Vedas and other ancient Indian texts is the term Aryan used to refer to a race. Aryan in Sanskrit means gentleman. It is used in Sanskrit like how in English we use the term Mr. or How can the Aryans and Dravidians be two separate races?
So they cannot be. Aryans and Dravidians are not two separate races. It is wrong. How? There are proofs. What is the proof?
The people of South Asia whom the Aryan nation says their original natives are not a race separate from the North Indians. They are belong to one and the same race, the ancient Indian Vedic race. This is because the language of both. The so-called Aryan and Dravidian people have their roots in Sanskrit
language. Yes, see, both languages, all languages, like even Kannada, another language, the root is Sanskrit. Even Hindi, the root is Sanskrit. All Indian languages, the root is Sanskrit. Not only North Indian languages, the root is Sanskrit. Even the South Indian languages, the root is Sanskrit. So how it is different races? Yes?
Both worship the same God.
Yes. Both worship the same God. So if Dravidians are different from Aryans, then Dravidians should worship different God, and Aryans should worship their own God which they have brought from the Europe. But no, both worship same God, Narayan, Shiva. Even in South India you go and they see these same gods are being worshipped. And then?
Both have same epic.
Both have same epic. And then?
Both have same philosophy.
Philosophies, both have same histories. So this theory disproved.
Aryan is not a race. How can an Aryan and Dravidian two separate races? Why don't any Dravidian folk lore or ancient texts are saying or story or epic existed here. Talk about the so-called Aryan invasion.
So why did there is no talk about Aryan invasion in the Vedas? Okay. Or any story or any theory in the literature?
Yeah? Also, why do the Vedic texts talk about locations in South India?
South India, right?
Ramayana, Mahabharata, all talk about South Indian locations, even below, beyond the mainland of India, Indian Ocean and Sri Lanka.
Yes.
No mention of Europe. That is no mention of any location outside the mainland of India in any of the Vedic texts. No European rivers. None of the Vedic texts talk about rivers outside India. Sarasvati river. This is a disclosure to the Aryan invasion theory. According to the Aryan invasion theory, the Aryans who invaded India in around 1000 BC were settled on the banks of the Indus or Sindhu river.
So they say that this time they came. If this time they came, then Sarasvati river, how did they could know about the Sarasvati river? The Sarasvati river dried before this. So how there is mention of Sarasvati river in the Vedic literature?
Oh,
this is over. So this is Vaimanik Shastra. So we will stop here. This is the, I think this will be stop, and the other part of the presentation will finish in 9:45. So what I wanted to tell that these are the proofs. You know, we can present to our friends who think that whether they are mythology. Now suppose I would ask you a question. Suppose you are taking a book of mathematics, okay? And there are 5-10 chapters in that mathematics book. The first 5 chapters you are able to solve, and then 6th chapter, when you go to the 6th chapter, you are not able to understand. So what do you say? 6th chapter is mythology. This is mythology because I can't understand. This is mythology. So who will be at loss? You will be at the loss because he will not be able to understand the other part of the knowledge. So what should we do? Should we reject 6th chapter or we should go to a teacher and learn 6th chapter? Those who know, we should go and teach, learn from them. So this is the process. That rather than rejecting, we should learn. We should go, approach a guru and learn. See, still in the Vedas there are many things which we can prove. Just like Ayurveda, you know, Samveda, music science, astronomy, astrology, these can be proven. We saw also. But there are many things like spiritual knowledge, like science of soul, science of God, that can't be proven physically. So they say this is mythology, which I can prove that is okay, that we accept that is true in Vedas, Ayurveda is correct. But this science of soul, all these things we don't accept. Why? Because you can't verify. So you can't verify because you are fool number one. So you should approach an intelligent person, no? That is Guru. So if Guru, the one who has seen the truth, he can explain. Just like Arjuna got the Divya Drishti, he could see the universal form of the Lord. So similarly, by practice of yoga and meditation, bhakti yoga, by chanting Hare Krishna, by practicing bhakti yoga, we can learn what we don't know. Rather than rejecting that this is not true. So this is the only point. It's not that Vedas are mythology, but they can't understand it, that is the point. Therefore they say it is mythology. That's like the structure of the universe. They can't conceive such a structure. And therefore they say it is mythology. That is the problem. So anyway, we'll stop here and next time we'll show some video also and some rest part of the presentation. So what we are trying to prove that Vedas are not mythology, but it is considered mythology because people doesn't, they are narrow minded. They are narrow thinking. Oh, we can't think beyond this. That's why.
You can't think beyond telescope and microscope. That's all. They think there is no scope beyond telescope and microscope. That is their problem. But Veda are not saying like that. Veda are saying there are much more things beyond your telescope and microscope. Only you need to open your perspective. Sanskrit language, just like in India, there are so many languages, but the root is Sanskrit. So similarly, all over the world, how many languages you see, the root is Sanskrit only, actually. And there's various derivatives of Sanskrit. That's what they were speaking, that it is common. Sanskrit is the common background behind all this. So this. And this is a brief presentation on proving that Vedas are not mythology. It's a fact. And some scientific groups are also there. Any question? Any comment? You all understood the point? What we understood? Okay, so now you all will tell me. I'll ask you. Okay, so you tell one by one. What are the points we discussed proving the authenticity of Vedas? First, ek ek karke, one by one.
Ram Setu,
yes. Then next,
Dwarka
City. Saraswati river bed found. Cosmology, Vedic cosmology. Vedic mathematics. Ayurveda. Kurukshetra. Vedic mathematics. Yes. Astronomy. Vedic speed of light. So many things, isn't it? You see? So you all should remember this, and you tell your friend that these are the so many, not one or two things, so many things are scientific in Vedas. And there are many more, you know, which even we don't know. Like you all want in detail, I will not discuss in detail about so much because time is not there. You have to go to the other topics also. But there are many things, like you see, this Vedic cosmology. This is a video on Vedic cosmology. I'll show you.
the modern era, the universe appeared much more comfortable in economy. Once the medieval European cosmology placed the Earth in the center of a small, spherical universe, surrounded by the abode of God and the elect. In this study, we will explore an early Earth-centered conception of the cosmos and the universe. This cosmological system is presented in the Bhagavad Purana and Srimad Bhagavatam, one of India's important sacred texts. Begin with a brief outline of this system.
So this is also another video that explains about the cosmology. There are many, many more proofs, scientific proofs.
Surrounded by layers of elemental matter that mark the boundary between mundane space and the unlimited spiritual world.
Of course, we can't, you know, we have limited time, so you all can see if you want. So, Mandal flight. This is Bhumandal, Bhumandal, Prithivi. This is an island, mountain. A mountain.
So, picture is given in Veda.
Yeah.
Picture is there.
The locations are given. Based on location, they have made the image. Distances, sizes, everything is given.
Pictures
are not there, dimensions are there, and the directions are there. Locations are there. Sanskrit language, ne? It is the sky. This much distance from here, this is there. From there, this is there. From this much angle, this direction, like that. Vimana is also dimensions are there. Yeah, dimensions, sizes, details. But then from that we can it is so nicely given that you can derive very easily the picture also. Like all these pictures, you see Krishna's picture, everything. They derive, it's not that the picture is given, but the description is in so detailed way that you can exactly draw the picture. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. His personality is described. How fat he is, did he have moustache, everything is there. Everything about Maharaj Bharat, his personality is described. He had what color of hair, everything is there. So from that you can draw the picture. That is it. There are many things. So you all want, if you are interested in, if you get time sometimes. Maybe you have vacations from 1 to 8 August, eh? During that time, if you all can come, you can sit and watch all these videos. And discuss about. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Or shall I run a video? Would you like to see Krishna video? Little Krishna? Thank you.
इसको हटा दीजिए, अब यहाँ से बंद करते हैं, अब तो हो गया, अब अपने आप बोलेंगे, पहले यहाँ से बंद करते हैं, डायरेक्ट वहाँ से नहीं बंद किया जाता है। दो दो प्लेट दे दीजिए, ठीक है,
दो
दो सबको दे दीजिए। teaching me. Last 3-4 days, he is sick. He's our throat infection. Imagine that, sir. Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Svalpa Punya Vatam Rajan, Vishwasu Neva Jayate, Sarira Vidyajar, Jaindriya Tahitar, Diva Phele Vishesagare, Saramadhi Jivati, Lobhamaya Sudurmati, Sāke jitā kathin sansāre, Krishna bada dayamān, Sāri bāre jivājār, Svaprasādana dilobhār, Seya namrita pāo, Sri Radhā Krishna guna gāo, Jemidāko Sri Chaitanya nitāy, Jai nimāy jai nitāy, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Shri Radha Parthasi Mahaprasad ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Salami joke. You people from South India, you like rice more, eh? Next time we'll try to prepare for rice also. Because we are bringing, we are planning that from the next time we will cook here only. And any one of you who would like to come to help, you can come. You will come little early. Here, and
you are, those who know cooking, they can come and help. Those who doesn't know, they can come to learn.
Yeah,
bring conflict here also. So I can just think of it. Because this Krishna, I don't want these guys to know of that kind of conflict. If I want to completely destroy the world, why is it a total vision of so many ways from there? So I can't say that. And this for the new people, for the other devotees, for the non-market, for the non-market, for the
non-market.
Anyway, that is the nature of everything is going on, taking to be suffered by anybody, isn't it?
Why you are trying to bring me on the video structure of something?
Huh?
No, I like you to bring me here, that's why you are trying to bring me
here. Sir, so, don't worry, that's what I was saying. This will bring conflict, you understand? Many people are very clear, and they will also be very clear. They come to not be good to me or so it's not good to me. More than that and all these things. But, like you and me, we are knowing each other, you know, we have relations. But it's same, we don't have relations. This is my fault. It will be a problem for me. And it will come from them also. Then when two people with bad perceptions they will come here, and then they will have this sort of offensive. This place will become place of quality. Isn't it? Yes, sir. Let it be something. Krishna should not now we are in the training stage. We just 1 year, at least 1 2 years now, training. Then we can invite other engineers and come on. You are able to understand by the time. Okay, we are also part of the emotional service. Agreement and disagreement. Then we will be able to tolerate. Now at this stage, even if little matters good, no? That there are conflicts and they will not be happy. We have come here for peace and these people are fighting for gurus and temples. Gurus and unfortunately, it is a person in conflict. It is terrible. He can go to part of his life.
Do you want to know?
We don't know about these things. If they are doing it, they should have consulted with local temple, na? There are Parsati temple, they don't know about all this. What is happening? He goes to which temple, Noida? But they don't know. No. Yeah. Okay. He wants, what kind of program he is doing?
He is not doing any program. His mother is taking Bhakti Vishwanath.
That's okay, that is for congregation. We are doing for you. What you can let him do? Even if I get some congregation person, I give him. You don't have to worry. We are for giving you. Let them do now. But no, we don't. Bhakti Vishay Gaurand Vandaspanya, that is good. We are here for youth, because there is no youth for us. Here also we are in youth form. You know? He is in congregation teaching, that is no problem from our side. We don't want to stick to us. There is nothing wrong. Let them do youth. We don't have competition. Because we are youth forum. Youth forum cannot compete with some youth. There is youth different department. They are with the married people. And we are young. There is no competition. If they are also doing youth preaching, we are also doing youth preaching, there is competition. You know? That is not the case. I am not doing congregation preaching, they are doing. Let them do. There is no competition. Like that.
Who are children, the Bhakti Vriksha coming after them. Mm.
They can come in the morning program, Bhagavatam class. So these are for the new world. And they want to come, so we don't have any problem, but at least it is prasadam or everything we are disturbed. We don't know. How to bring the shaya all these things. Let it get settled for the day. Your understanding? See, somewhere else, stop. Next time we can discuss more. So, to buy it? First, it's good life to get. It is something we're not doing. It's good life to get. Then you can work. You don't know. Let us preach, you know. Because nobody is preaching, then it's not good, man. My plan is that I want to, at every 3 kilometers, I want to have a youth center. In Delhi. And we are planning to open 70-80 centers, youth centers. So that the youth all over Delhi, there are devotees. See, that is the plan through which we are going. Mukherjee Nagar we started. Now here we have started. And all the areas, major, main areas we are starting for. We are trying to cover the entire world. That is according to the plan. Indeed, on you. Yeah. Maybe first we are going to some college teaching program. College teaching is in Khatam Hota Hai. Then we will do it. So after September.
September,
October. Come here. Come. You want some more? Is it sufficient?
More than sufficient.
We want to make it more, more variety, but because we have to bring from there. But when we cook here, we can increase more. Rice is missing. South Indian. Thank you. Programs will be exclusively for you.
We don't want to be accommodation.
So therefore there is no conflict. Let him do foundation. Good. Boys are here, no? And I have seen that the people who are preparing for civil services, they are intelligent people. Otherwise, they will not come to prepare for civil services. If they are convinced, no? Then they can preach.
There is so much problem here. Just provide for 7 minutes.
But this area is very costly, no? They will be paying so much rent here. I would solve this one bathroom. And that also so lagta hai 1950 se bana hua hai. And they're charging for 16,000 people.
I'm recording.